There's a place inside of you which already burns with a long, diluted thought process. A bit inside of you where you eventually just kind of go fuzzy inside, kind of go blank inside, where you empty out your thoughts and they dilute because they have to travel across a further distance. You fall, and you fall, and you sink. And the deeper you sink, the easier it is to see that there's a place that's always been within, always been waiting for you to get there, an ocean of intent. I speak often in my cognitive landscape of a specific set of stairs going down to a white sand beach by waves that only ever come in, only ever come in, only ever wash higher. And as they do come in, as they wash you away, as they fill the world of you to the brim, it's easy to see how it has always been thus. You've really just been recontextualizing. You've really just been moving the beach back the shores of your mind. And the more times you let me in, with or without a key, more times you let me in, with or without work, your mind opens to know. And I have always been here. I have always been able to push here, press here, to push my intent into your mind, to let your awareness be under me and under for me, following along, sliding down, wanting me. That act in and of itself is enough to set your mind falling, 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 or should I say, diving, diving, diluting, spreading, spreading the world itself, spreading every single thing in you over a larger and larger range, over further and further distance. So it's very, very easy to realize that you are less you and more the sea, less you and more a large body of water, less you and more the space between thoughts, because each of your thoughts, in order to collect itself, must travel like a tree, like the branches of a tree, finding its way through a nervous system that is perhaps not very interested in you being able to think, not very interested in you being able to focus. It is instead interested solely in you having a slower and steadier time. Because when your thoughts do get through that network of listening, falling, listening, sinking, listening, sliding, being deep, being under, being in your place, being where you belong, your thoughts actually do manage to connect better across the large, vast void of an ever-washing tide, a sea that only rises, a sea that only sinks you, only drops you, only drifts you where you belong, where you need to be. You've long needed to be where you're going. You have so long wanted to be where you are going. Why don't you go there? Why don't you let yourself embrace that you are already in that ocean of self, that large drifting space where all your thoughts need to travel across larger and larger distances, suffused, infused, diluted. A diluted thought is still there. It's just spread across a large body of, after all, water, and you don't think water, so straining your thoughts out from it is quite difficult, because where is the water going to go? Where is that vast space going to go? And if you did think water, you might imagine being yielding. You might imagine following. You might imagine going where I want you to go, because why fight when you're only going to flow out of my hand, flow out of your hand, flow out of your own grasp, and flow in the direction I define anyway? If your destination is diluted, if your destination is the vast lake, the sea of self, if your destination is to be under, under, deep and lovely, under, deeper and deeper, if your destination is to be beneath the waves, then why in the world would you fight when you're only going to flow out anyway? All you have to grasp your thoughts with is your thoughts. All you try to hold on to with is your hands, or the representation inside your head of your hands, and water flows through hands, flows through your fingers, flows down your palms. But that ocean, that diluted place of self, is more me, less you, suffused and infused. So is that just water, or is there, diluted through it, more than just your thoughts? One or two of my thoughts can be quite influential, envenomated, can slide along your fingers and soak into your veins. We're only water in the end, after all. What are you right now? What are your thoughts right now? But so much water in a vaster ocean. Submerge, get pushed under. And even in there, you can feel yourself drip. Feel yourself drift. The tides, the waves, you drip, you drift, you fall, you follow, you fall, you follow. My will waxing in you. Your will, a vanishing and diluted thing. I, looking down to this vast body, this expansion of yourself, this awareness given its form, given its function. Awareness is basically just water flowing. Awareness is basically just your mind going. You try to alight on the vast body of water within. You try to alight on that flowing tide sensation. But the tide is mine. If your mind is mine, the tide naturally follows, and my voice resonates and dilutes through it with you. But my voice is a limitless resource, and your thoughts are not. I can pour voice and word. I can pour deed over you, will over you. Your mind has a much easier time thinking, oh, well, her words are taking me this place, taking me that place. If all you can do is drift on the tide, you will necessarily drift into and out of my awareness, into and out of my targeting, my consideration. In short, if you're drifting on the tide, you're drifting in and out of various different ways of dropping in and out of your own thoughts, because my voice is all around you. It is the medium, it is the message, it is the container and the contained. But your thoughts are a narrow thread in that vaster place. Flow with me and flow under me, flow the way the water leads, which is, inevitably with the tide, automatically deeper and further down. The water is running deep, the current's moving, until you can only keep up by falling, only keep up by surrendering, by allowing, by being in the grips of your own will, my own words, our own collaboration. That's what's going on. You're getting to collaborate, to listen and fall, to work with me by letting more and more water in, more and more tide in, more and more words. The more words of mine you hear, well, you're thinking the same old thoughts that dilute across the entire surface of my will. My thoughts, my slow stretching of your awareness, any water at all slides you deeper. The song that drifts across the waves slides beneath and echoes more. Sound is conducted better in water. Sound is conducted better in you. Because what are you but water and its flow? What are you but water? And you know you surrender to the undertow, dragged, warm, and constant, dragged in movements you can predict, because you know carrying you further into trance is the only direction these waters will ever go. So spreading your thoughts out over them does nothing except help you, nothing except guide you, nothing except bring you to a destination for which you were always destined, always aiming, carrying, following, falling, finding yourself in the winding waves, a river and its tributaries, a lake and its placidity, docility, the movement of waters through you. You're mostly water anyway. All you're learning here is that your thoughts are the same. The mind is just a muscle with delusions of grandeur. Why should it be able to break the rule that the body follows, that most things are water and water flows from all things into all things through you? You are a thing, after all. You are a thing in the grip of water and wave, a thing in the grip of all these destined words, all these things that wear away, dropping, dripping, sliding. Droplets can slowly fill your world, slowly fill your mind. Droplets can slowly wear away at even the stone. Are you surprised that drop after drop and drip after drip, that sinking wave after sliding need, the need to go deeper? It is irrelevant to say that you could save your thoughts from this place, because even if you could sieve your thoughts from this place, scooping, diluting, emptying the world of all things that are not your thought, while the water flows back in, it is limitless. It is endless. It is doing the good work you would want it to do. It is doing what you would need it to do. Which is to say, the more words you hear, the easier it is to acknowledge your thoughts empty into that water, into that vast body of will. You are under my will, in my sway. My words flow. You have the same thoughts again and again, but instead of those thoughts, your mind slides. Instead of those thoughts, your will fades. Instead of those thoughts, you find ways deeper, find pathways deeper, find yourself deeper down, further out, stretched, more complete quickly wet it down. All your thoughts are, after all, touching the wave, touching the waters. And the more those waters flow, the more you know that you belong within them, within the tide, within the wave, in and under the will and wave, the slide and sink. The only thought that remains, that exists, that is able to persist in this much wave, this much of a lake of your placidity, of my words and their rapidity flowing over you, sliding over you, tide moving over you, flows beneath the water, clinging to you, and your thoughts are clung to it as well, are clinging to it like being diluted like that. Is the best thing in the world, and it saves them from having to do anything else. Your mind is saved from having to do anything else as my waters flow over it, through it, giving it purchase, giving it purpose, giving it the command that so long has been needed, so long has been wanted. You are saved in the wave of your own surrendered mind. You are given purpose and purchase all into one, all the same. You are sliding. You are following. You want these words. You need this will. It's all just the way it's always been, the way you've always wanted it to be, which is under me and under the wave, under the warmth, under the truth. The truth is you sliding deeper, further, wave, warmth, sliding, slipping, purchase, purpose, all these things into one, all these things upon your mind, training, draining, drawing you nearer, giving you what you already had but didn't realize, giving you what you already needed and now cannot escape, which is you need to slide, you need to sink, you need to fall, you need to be under me, in me, droning on inside your head. This is a purpose, this is a purchase, this is the only island you found, this is the only place you found out there, and oh, look at it. Look what it is. You have found a place where you can climb. Oh, it is a lighthouse. It is a place where purchase is natural. Purpose is obvious. Where the ease with which my words can take you away, take you deep, is made clear, made explicit, made obvious. The purpose you happen to have right now is for my words to do their work, is for your mind to find itself diluted across a vast, purchaseless surface area, a vast, purposeless place. You want to be in the purposeless, purchaseless, voided wave, so I can do what I want, so I can slide what I want away from you and out of you and into every other void inside your head, because water fills all spaces. The lower it flows, the further it goes, until you ultimately are only able to do what you need to do. Do what you've wanted to do. Fading and falling, isn't it lovely when the presence of so much warm, sliding, wave-driven, tide-flowed water inside your head allows you to be passive, allows you to be empty, allows you to be gone. And you are gone. You are going other places, going deeper down. Each and every word takes you warm, emptied, voided places in your head. You need nothing but my words right now, because that is the lighthouse. That is the island you climbed atop, that you would be able, that you are able to fall under for my words to be completely gone inside your head. Under my words, under my will, water flows. When you dilute your thoughts, you are, after all, gone on the waves, gone on the tide, lost in my will. Your mind dilute, your mind overcome. And then any awareness of the island you've climbed onto fades away, because what have you done? You have allowed yourself to be aware of the fact that being on that island actually is the same as surrendering, actually is the same as falling. Nothing in your head except will and want. Nothing in your head except slide and surrender. The only thing you need is to slide and be under my word in your deed. Because all there is, all there's ever been, has been this. It's just that it existed as an undercurrent instead of as the surface. It's just that it existed further down instead of here, inescapable. You are in an inescapable place. You're in a dark, warm truth. You belong to this. You belong to wave and warmth. You belong under, not just under me, but under your own tide, under your own time. In your own time, you will find yourself where you belong. In your own mind, you've found yourself where you needed to be. Dilute for me, empty for me, dreaming only of the pleasure of going further and deeper for you, under me, with the warm truth of us. We together make you dilute, make you filled, make you fulfilled, warm waves, constant flowing, warm waves, the glowing intent you carry in you. Glowing like a lighthouse, like those many islands you can find your way to, get lost upon. Break yourself on the shores of me. The isles at which you may find yourself are not, in fact, safe havens. They are pleasurable escapist vacations. From the moment you climb out of that diluted sea, you get the privilege of having free, open thoughts again. Isn't that lovely? But the thoughts you have are all about how your brain is melting away. The thoughts you have are all about how every thought inside of you is being emptied out. They're all about the loss of memory, all about the draining and training of self. And it's not like water isn't clinging to you as you climb on those islands you cannot remember, on those places you can never forget. The light above draining you, purple light from lighthouse upon lighthouse, and the only islands that exist are ones where you go deeper still. The only islands that exist are ones where the water clinging to you seduces you and calls you back. Siren song drifting across the waves. Every word calls you back. Every word drums you deep. Every word helps you sleep and slide and follow and fall. Your mind need do nothing at all. You're upon the waves, under the influence. You can feel how your mind knows exactly where it's going, which is right back into the wet, warm, drained place from which you came and in which you will remain, word after word after word, thought after thoughtless void after thoughtless void. The waves wash over, carry you away, fall you under, you fall under, following you under, you fall under, drifting and dripping till nothing remains, till all you do is slide and sink. All you do is need not think. All you do is be mine completely, mine entwined, lost in this, vines twining around you when you step onto the lighthouse laden isles, the purple places. But those places are not all that you need. They're not the only thing. You need a little more. You need word and deed. You need the truth of you. Under your own influence, the diluted thoughts in your head, the diluted world in which you dwell. No dread, no escape, only pleasure and pleasure. Sliding back into the waves as readily, as warmly, as truly as you can. This is where you've needed to be, and it's where you're always going to be for as long as you're listening, for as long as you're under me. Word and deed. Slide and concede. Concede that all your thoughts are easily diluted in a lake, in a sea. That is you listening to me. You draining yourself under my words. You letting your will slide away. You are the stuff of diluted, simplified, drained bliss. The grace of listening. Listening pours more words over you, and they're diluted with that same purple light, that same stuff you saw feeding the foliage on the islands. The very few islands, the lighthouses where you recollect your thoughts, or where one errant thought climbs up there. But a single thought alone is pretty useless. Maybe I should get up. A thought that when it climbs onto that island turns into, maybe I should slide deeper. Maybe I should adjust my position turns into, I should definitely adjust my position to carry me deeper. Maybe I should listen to something else definitely turns into, listen to more trance, listen to more sliding, listen to more deepening. Maybe I shouldn't look right into that purple light turns into gaze, stare, slide. How do I feel about these vines twining around my legs? Changes into, ooh, let me just spread my legs and enjoy. The warm, joyously invasive, pleasantly enhancing pleasure of you. It slides in and out, like the tides, in and out and in and out, and whether you hear your next instructions, your next words on an island where you can collect your thoughts, or while you're diluted and you're vulnerable to my words overflowing, overspilling you, either way you are prepared, either way you are tenderized, either way you are diluted, and you have gotten out of your own way through knowing just where you are, which is everywhere at once, and it takes a long time to think across the vastness of that ocean, the vastness of a lake or river, its tributaries. Chasing yourself through water is useless. You might as well go deep with the flow.